the rest of the story. Melissa Millick stared into the small cage, trying to identify the untidy clump of black fur huddled in the back of it. The dark shape cringing in the sun-spattered window was in fact a cat, and the cat was but one creature among many in the public display. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals sought thus to interest the general public in adopting homeless animals, because 12 million of them are put to death in shelters and by community authorities each year in the United States. But anyway, whereas most of the animals in this SPCA display in the park were puppies and kittens, adorable, full of potential, therefore more adoptable, the one cowering feline that had for some reason caught Melissa's eye was fully grown, and worse, she was a mess. Her fur was matted and dull, pale skin shone through in several bald spots. "I hope you find a home," Melissa told the disheveled little creature, and then she went on her way. But all of the rest of that sunny afternoon, Melissa could not stop thinking about that cat. Yes, she was bedraggled, apparently not very friendly, but then Melissa considered how she would feel sitting in a cage, ogled by noisy strangers, and she remembered that her own hair was not always groomed to perfection. So later, Melissa returned to the park to see if the mangy black cat had been adopted. Instead, she found only impressions in the grass where the SPCA cages had stood. There was a man standing at a park bench nearby. Melissa asked him what had happened, and predictably every kitten had been petted and played with and eventually became somebody else's companion animal. But, he said, the black cat with the bald spots was returned to the shelter, perhaps to die. Suddenly anxious now, Melissa ran home, began making phone calls. The last one led to the almost forever lost feline, and before night fell, Melissa Millick was what she had never imagined herself becoming, the owner of a cat. And to honor the extraordinary day that the unkempt kitty came to stay, Melissa named her Wednesday. And after a little while of love and care, Wednesday's bald spots disappeared, and the dingy coat became smooth and lustrous. Daytimes, Wednesday slept on the couch with one paw shading the sunlight from her eyes. At night, she curled up next to Melissa with her head also on the pillow. If there is a moral to this story, it's a very simple one, really, that potential is not always the province of kittens. For one night, not many years ago, outside the door of a tiny one-room bungalow in Los Angeles, a ski-masked stranger dressed in black stood trying to pick the lock. And the soundly sleeping woman on the inside of that house, who might have become his victim, was instead awakened and alerted by her roommate. The roommate, running in frantic circles as never before around her bed, thus made her aware of the lurking danger, and she screamed and promptly summoned police, and the stranger fled. Oh, yes, you've met the sleeping woman, Melissa Millick, and you've met her roommate, the once bedraggled little black cat named Wednesday. Only now, should you ever ponder the crime that never quite happened, I hope you'll recall a springtime afternoon in the park when a tattered, tousled little orphan was cringing in its cage. Because now, you know the rest of the story.